Welcome to Carrick Football Season Countdown, our first cab off the rank as we do this alphabetically. They're a bit unlucky. They would have liked to have probably been named Z-Rust or something like that. But Aniki go first ahead of Anglesey, and their co-coaches, Chris Moore and Nathan Kenyon, have been good enough to join us. Gentlemen, welcome to Carrick Football.
Thanks, Kenny. Thanks for having us, mate.
Keno, you've come on board this year to help Moore out, and fair to say you probably need some help.
Yeah, it's first year in it. Assistant last year, coming on as co this year, so pretty excited.
Where did the decision come from, Maury, to, I suppose, bring somebody on board? You had Jamie Grace for your first couple of years. Last year you went it alone. This time around getting somebody to, as a playing co-coach, as you had with Gracie.
Oh, look, we had the arrangement probably early on last season. We thought Kenno would probably ease him into it as assistant coach. And then, you know, during the year we talked about, joining together for 2019.
Talk to us about the off-season. You've been active recruiting-wise in terms of ins, but haven't lost a lot out. I think it's been a bit of a focus to make sure that you I suppose, stayed stable and were able to not have to go, I suppose, blowing points as such.
Yeah, so we've maintained our list for pretty much 3 years now, only losing one or two blokes, which we're pretty happy about. We're a pretty tight group out there, so that's how we're planning on building our success. Obviously, adding in some quality blokes from GFL clubs, and we look to pinpoint a couple of recruits. We weren't looking to get 10 or so top-up players or anything in. We were looking at pinpointing positions on the ground that we needed to work with the side that we already have. So we think we've done a pretty good job of that, and the boys have gelled in really nicely. So we're pretty happy with how our off-season has been.
The big one, I think, is Dan Weagle, isn't it? He's going to slot in very nicely down back as a key defender.
Yeah, he's been great for us. Obviously, come from a very tough time at Lara, but the experience that he's learnt under, you know, some great coaches and that, it's invaluable for us. So he's been really good with us and working with the backs, which has, it's relieved us a fair bit, and it should be good to have him down there. Yeah.
Mitch Gavin comes home in a way.
Yeah, look, Mitch is, father-son prodigy, I suppose, but he went away, and with the other Lara boys coming back, was a phone call that we made straight away, and we're lucky to have him back. So he's a quality mid and a very good user, so good to have him there.
How do you use Daniel Green, Keno? What role will he play for you?
I think he'll play majority in the midfield for us. He's a very, very handy player. I played a lot of time off half back in that in his GFL time, but just a training that you see, his skills are very, very good. So he can play anywhere on the ground for us. But we'll probably give him that midfield role that we've been lacking in the last couple of years. So the depth, which is something we've worked massively on this pre-season. So we think we've got the numbers right. But he will be able to be a swingman for us, no doubt.
Not often you can get a young forward in that's got, you know, the best part of 50 games GFL experience. Cad McEwen-Walsh comes in and has been exposed to playing on some very good defenders in his time at the Giants. And, gee, I tell you what, at his size, he could really have an impact for your boys.
Yeah, he sure can. And look, that was one of the targets that we did this off-season was, you know, is the age bracket range that we were recruiting. You know, we didn't want the 30 pluses. We wanted some players that were going to be around Aniki for, you know, years to come. And Cad's, you know, he talking about people that have adjusted. He's really fit in really well, and he'll be a handful up there. He's a big boy, and he can clunk a mark, and he's a beautiful left foot kick. So yeah, there's plenty of upside for him. Yep. So
Keno, who's impressed you of the returning crop? Is there somebody that's stood out in the pre-season, or a couple of players that have been, you know, burning the track up, so to speak?
There's been some very surprising blokes, blokes that we didn't really pick in your initial squad going forward, and you think that that's what you'll probably line up with. Bruiser's come back. Brad Gerardi's come back. Really good, Nick. He's probably looking fitter than he was last year, so he had a pretty good season last year. He's probably been the most impressive, but in saying that, it's hard to go away from a couple other blokes like your Philly Poodle. These blokes, they're pushing the groups pretty hard, so I think everyone has really jumped on board this year, especially fitness wise we've got blokes going to gym 2 times a day and that just to try and get a senior gig at the moment. So the competitiveness for a spot is there, which is really good.
Yep. 4.5 wins last year. Did you underachieve last year, Maury?
Oh, definitely. We let some games go. You know, we played really good halves or three quarters of games of footy, the last quarter probably hurt us, you know, on 3 or 4 occasions. And that was one of the things that we concentrated on. We needed someone that could, you know, stand up. You know, a Jamie Phillips as captain, you know, he's done it for three quarters and all of a sudden, or a Brad Gerrard, and they're going for him every contest. That's where this top-end talent that we've brought in can hopefully relieve that, stand up and get us over the line in those close ones.
Your start to the year is East Geelong, Inverleigh, Geelong West and Corio. Right now you'd be going 2-2 would be your worst-case scenario from that opening month. And if you're 3-1, well, then you set yourself a platform.
I know you're a big one for the first month of Footy King. We discuss this every year. Look, you can't win premierships in the first 4 weeks, but you can certainly put yourself behind behind the eight ball. And yeah, of course. I mean, I don't think we've won a round one game in 4 years since I've been there. And you know, round one's a massive thing, but we're not looking past that. You know, we really need to just concentrate game by game. And also, the league's changed. You know, you can't concentrate on that last year's results are going to, you know, be this year's results. A lot of new faces, new names in the clearances list that we don't know yet, and we'll have to do some homework on that straight after round one.
Yep. Talk to us about the rolling draw. What do you both make of it? Is it antiquated now? Is it time to move on from it and the GDFL move into a weighted draw like the AFL and like the GFL have had in previous times, where you maybe group 1-4, 5-8 and 9-12?
Oh, I think for the lower end clubs, you obviously want to see them with a bit more success and, you know, a draw that would favour them a little bit more with the top sides playing each other, etc. But in saying that, if you want to play finals, you've got to beat the best sides anyway. So you get a look at them earlier in the year two times, and then, you know, if you're lucky enough to get the wood over them, then come September, August, September, you got the head start on them.
Yep. Maury, your family is steeped in tradition with the Anarchy Football Club. It's, I think, 21 years without a finals appearance. You might have played in those last finals back in 98. 25 years since the last flag. That success of the 90s is a distant memory now. How do you, I suppose, shake the recent past off and move yourself back into contention?
Well, you know, I was a part of the last finals game. I was lucky enough to come to Anarchy and play in two finals appearances in my first 2 years, and thought it was just happening all the time. Obviously, the 90s, there was just some champion players at Anarchy, players that are, you know, immortalised at our club, and they were very lucky to get those players all at the one time. This is 4 years in the making where we are right now. We're a unique club geographically in Geelong. You know, I think there's 300 people that live in the township of Anarchy. We had a player that walked past the other day and joined our club, which is the first time it's happened since, I think, the 90s, you know, for someone to walk past and come into your football club. We've got to recruit everybody into our club that we want, and also we need to get an environment that they don't want to leave. And we've done that so far. We're into a five-year plan that I sat down with our major sponsor, Jason Patterson, and also Heath, the president, and Ronnie Sluggett, and we're 4 years into that. We're on the path, and you know, like you say, 4.5 games last year, with a bit of luck and also, you know, injuries, you know, that could have gone to 8 or 9, which is where we wanted to be. We're building now, so hopefully in the right direction, and, you know, we've got to start putting the performance through four quarters instead of two or three.
Keno, what's realistic this year? What's the realistic aim for the Anarchy Football Club?
We would probably like to be around that 5th, 6th mark. We're not setting ourselves unrealistic goals of, you know, finishing top three or anything, but we would definitely like to be around that 5th, 6th mark, with more wins than losses would be ideal, but that means you're also going to probably play in the top three. But in saying all this, it's, as Chris said a bit earlier, it's hard to know what you're going to get out of this league this year. So many things are changing. Obviously, blokes leaving Bell Post Hill, blokes going to Belmont, Bannockburn losing, picking up. I think this year, looking at how everyone's picking up and losing, I think it's probably going to be one of the most even years in recent, with Thompson probably way out in front at the moment. So hopefully they have some bad luck and lose some games, but they're obviously going to be the powerhouse side, and then I think everyone else is going to be fighting for the rest of the spots.
Yep. One practice match for you guys at the moment?
Yeah, look, we're when you talk about Daniel Weigel, he's the coach of Lara Cricket, and also we've got about five or six that play there, when, and also the Anarchy cricket side, you know, so we had practice matches with 12 or 14 unavailable. So we sort of said to ourselves that we'll get one in, and then we'll just do some probably scratch matches against ourselves, and also we're doing some match simulation stuff, which starts this week with North Shore. So, yeah.
Very good. Is Thomas in the team debate?
Yeah.
Is that how you say it?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, well out in front, I would think.
I think Thompson are the safe bet because, you know, there's a few that have left Inverleigh, there's a few that have left Bell Post, but, I mean, they might have picked up, but they're just names on paper to us at the moment. We don't know who they are, and we'll be definitely keeping a close eye out, and we're lucky enough to have our first home match round two on a Sunday, so we'll be able to get around to a few games and have a look at some fresh faces.
Yeah, absolutely. The facilities, obviously you had that massive upgrade that's taken place. How far along is that? I know obviously part's been completed, but there was more being done. Is that right out at Anarchy?
Stage one's completed, which is the change room facilities, which are you know, state of the art for local footy. It was a huge thing for our club. Stage two is still a work in process.
Yeah.
Obviously, councils and
governments.
And governments, yep. And depends who's in at the time. But, I mean, the club's working very hard to securing that. But, yeah, our surface is fantastic, and we're very lucky there that we've got a great ground to train on, and the facilities, especially on the change room side, are state-of-the-art.
We've also got new lights coming, should be hopefully prior to round one, which we're told should be senior game quality. So maybe 2020 might be able to play some night games and that there, which is pretty exciting for a little country town to be able to get lights of that quality. So
absolutely. So that, right now you've got West, Winchelsea, Werribee Central's all with lights.
Don't mention Werribee.
Was that your game a couple of years ago?
Yeah.
You've moved on though, haven't you?
We have.
Health of your list, I believe the list is fairly healthy. The coaching staff, not so much. You've had a bit of work yourself, more you done on the in the off season.
Well, just in case Keno goes down with a knee or something, we need one playing coach. So yeah, I got a bit of rehab done on the old hand, and hopefully Keno stands up, so we'll be right. No, all good, Kingy. Thanks, mate.
What happened? What have you had done?
Had a little bit of a finger that decided to go bend the wrong way, and just had the tendon cut. But it's all good. I'm back on track now, so no worries.
Okay. You talked just coming back to you. Talked about the 5-year plan. Do we read into that you will go into a fifth year next year? Is that the plan?
I've got a fantastic relationship with Heath, the president. We shake hands normally around about halfway through, three quarters of the way during the season. But I've got no idea either way on how it's going to go. It's one of the reasons, you know, I brought Nathan in, because you know, I want the club to be you know, strong and have Anarchy people there. So yeah, look, that's a wait and see. I'm very fortunate that my fiancée, Rachel, who I've been with for a long time, she's very supportive of me coaching, especially sort of I've got a hectic work style, and the family's happy, and my daughter plays netball out there as well. So, look, it's a wait and see. We'll get over this year first, Kingy.
Yeah, fair. Keno, have you got aspirations to coach by yourself down the track?
Oh, definitely down the track. I think I'm 28 now, but I don't think I've got too many more years left in my body, so it's definitely coaching's where I wanted to head. And I had this conversation with Chris early on last year, and that's how we started probably working towards this. Yeah, so right now it's playing is where I'm at, but definitely in the short term it's coaching. But yeah, we'll go 1 year at a time and see how we get through it.
Yep. Points cap this year for you, 45?
45, yeah.
Yep. And you'll play near that?
I think we'll be low 40s.
Okay.
Low 40s, best case.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. I suppose it's one of those things that you talk about, trying to keep lists together and minimising the point, you know, bringing points, void values down, and you know, keeping things stable makes life a lot easier, doesn't it?
It's the only way that our footy club can go forward, because if we're moving six out and six in, we're staying stagnant. So the loyalty of this playing list is the reason that we're in a position that we are now. I cannot stress enough how fantastic they've been. You know, we've got some top-end talent that have been offered, you know, some good job, you know, good roles at other clubs for probably, you know, more money than what Anarchy Football Club can pay, and for them to turn those offers down, stay loyal because they can see us going in the right direction. That's the reason we're in a position we are right now.
Well, gentlemen, really appreciate the time coming into the KROQ studios for this first season countdown. Great to catch up with you both. Kenno, congratulations on your appointment to the role.
Thanks,
Maury, good luck. Fourth season in charge. Be some sort of record out at Anarchy. Not many that long in the tenure out at Anarchy.
Yeah, no, it probably is for a while anyway. But, I'm lucky enough to keep going in the role. It's a job I love to do and a club I love. So, yeah, I couldn't be happier, mate.
Be fair, get together at least Charles Hotham if there's a bit of success out at Anarchy this year.
Well, there'd be crumb snags all around, King. You know that.
As long as you don't upset Rach.
Yeah, no, don't upset Rach.
Thanks for coming in, boys. Good to talk to you. Good luck for 2019.
Thanks, King. Good on you, mate.
Chris Moore and Nathan Kenyon joining us from Anarchy as season countdown gets underway.